by Rodney Taylor Sr. Donald Trump has been elected to be our 45th president. Wow. Who knew? Certainly not I. On election night, I dozed off to sleep around 1 a.m., confident that Hillary Clinton would pull in enough votes to win the election. So imagine how I felt when I awoke 3.5 hours later, tuned into NPR and heard the report that Donald Trump would indeed be our 45th president. I was absolutely stunned. What just happened? I wondered as I listened to the play-by-play. Then in disgust, I turned off the radio and lay thinking about what this meant for me, a man sitting in prison sentenced to die. My thoughts were, it cannot be good. Trump, woo-hoo, the prisoner bellowed a few hours later. Really, I thought, wondering if the man realized President-elect Donald Trump has 3 picks to the Supreme Court, which had the final decision in all death row cases on appeal. Of course he doesn't, for no sane-minded death row prisoner would be comfortable with the outcome of this presidential election. Or sadly, maybe he does know, and in the ignorance of his concealed racial bigotry, he believes himself exempt from the fate of actually being executed because his skin is white. Imagine that. Well, to my surprise, I was both angry and dejected. The gravity of the situation weighed heavy on me. Abundantly clear was the fact that every condemned prison in America could very well go from the election to execution because Donald Trump strongly supports capital punishment. Therefore, his presence in the White House does not bode well for us. I looked around to see if anyone's expression matched what I felt. And in overhearing snatches of conversation, I learned there were a few. The mood was even somber. Leroy Mann remarked how it felt like it does on a day after an execution, and I could not have agreed more with the accuracy of that comparison. I spent the day alone in my cell brooding over the election results and trying to decide on a story to tell for the story slam. As it turns out, the former fueled the latter. But still, I wrote nothing. My plan was to freestyle it and say whatever was in my heart, well, at least for the rehearsal. But when the time arrived for the story slam rehearsal, I headed down to the conference room. At the time, I only knew one thing I would say for certain. Donald Trump has been elected to be our 45th president. That and the original title, which was Current Events. Upon entering the conference room, Dr. Coons greeted me with a fist bump and informed me that he was feeling a little sick. Next, I greeted Lyndon, who said she wasn't sick, but was feeling a little sick at heart. Instantly, my thoughts went to her family and my heart sunk low in my chest. But then to my relief, she explained that her downcast mood was due to the results of the presidential election. A little surprised by this, I looked at her then. I mean, really looked at her and wondered who would tell her story. This kind and compassionate woman who comes in here with the condemned of North Carolina week after week to hear our stories and take them out to the world to show them that each of us is better than the worst thing we have ever done. Who would tell her story? Taking a seat off to the side so I could see everyone at once and absorb the moment completely, I listened intently as one by one my fellow prisoners stood and told their story. And with each telling, my own story developed. For example, Warren Gregory told a story titled Unforgotten, and as I looked around the room and my eyes settled on Lyndon, I knew we would not be forgotten, nor would the others of us who were either executed or died due to the unnatural causes of being confined on death row. And when Henry Wallace said these 3 words, I thought of 3 more. We are human, and therefore should not be euthanized like unwanted animals. Other stories took my thoughts back to childhood, to a time before innocence was lost, and stealing crumbs from the local food stand was my worst crime. Paul Brown's story, Bad Daddy, tugged at my heartstrings and reminded me of my regrets, of which I have many. I realized then, in that moment, that the humanity within these walls cannot be trumped, will not be trumped, and though I would rather be someplace else, I don't regret being here with my comrades.